Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Reminder, about 3:45, we'll have our weekly chat with Adam Schefter talking NFL trade deadline. Ted Johnson's here.
Man, what is Chauncey doing? What is he doing? Does anything jump out to you right now when you look at that TV screen?
I didn't see it.
You'll tell me
what jumps out.
So he's in court today, right?
Yep.
You wearing a hoodie to court? Wear a collared shirt. Wear a button-down.
Like
you're going to court. And you got all these allegations, and you show up in like a gym, like you're going to the gym. What's up, Chauncey? Come on.
That's bad advice, too.
What are you doing,
Doesn't
bro?
He have a lawyer? Doesn't he have like a PR guy?
You would think, man.
That's a horrible look. There was a judge one time.
You really want to show that you're taking this seriously. It's like the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Larry David walked into a law firm, and they said they have Casual Friday. And the high-priced lawyer was wearing a Hawaiian, and he's like, no, I'm not taking my business here. No, you just take this seriously. Yeah. Dress like an adult.
I don't know. It just seems like common sense.
Could it be calculated?
What would be the
reason? Is it a clutch hoodie?
No. No, I was just thinking, because he's a coach, he's held to a higher standard, he's management, maybe he doesn't want them to think, maybe he wants them to think of him as the ex-player.
He has a wrist, a thing on his wrist that says WWBBD. What would Bill Belichick do? Yeah, I'll wear a hoodie to the his court hearing.
Does not like dragging Bill.
Oh, sorry about that.
Stiz had no comments on that.
He's just sitting there on the sideline, and I just brought him into the game.
That's all right. Poor guy, Bill.
Poor Bill.
All right, Ted's here. It's 3:00. That means it's time for our 3-point stances.
319. 319. Yeah, there you go.
It's the 3-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three.
Shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good.
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores. Ties it 3-3.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're a Belichick fan catching shrapnel already, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3:00 here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. You have a football in your hand, which is always a good sign for intelligence about sports. Are you ready?
Yes, Chris Curtis will be very happy. It's a new football I brought to the studio.
Whoa, okay. Right. So a new take in 60 seconds coming now.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers famously told Packers fans a few years ago to R-E-L-A-X, relax. And I think we, as Celtic Nation, need to actually do the same thing. Hmm. Because the Celtics, yes, they're 1-3. We knew there were going to be bumps in this road. They are one possession away from being 2-2. And I think most of us thought they were like a 42-win team. Hey, 42-40, 41-41. If they're really good, maybe like 45 wins. So if Peyton Pritchard, Mr. Doopsie-Doo up and under in the paint guy, gets the ball to go through the rim, they win that game. And they're 2-2. And you know what? Right now, they're on the outside of the playoffs looking in very early. But if you're 2-2, that makes you the Knicks. That makes you the sixth seed. So that one possession seemed to have changed the entire perception of your Boston Celtics. It is not time to start talking about tanking. Heck, they were talking about it on Jaylen Brown's live stream last night when he was supposedly shaving his head but didn't. It's not time to talk about any of that. They'll figure it out. There's still time. They're still a talented team. The coach, Joe Mazzulla, hopefully will figure out his rotations and his bench and what he wants people to do. But relax, they're one possession away, one successful possession away from being 2-2, and that's the 500 team we all thought they might be. So relax.
So if that possession went differently, they'd be 2-2. Anybody else want to say the phrase that begins with, if my aunt, or do I have to?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
I'm not saying it.
I was thinking that, and I was also thinking, you know, again, another guy telling us how to feel.
Yep, there we go.
I learned it from watching Fitzy.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know what? Fitzy learned and adapted and left that by the side of the road where it could be adopted by someone else. I had no idea that you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. I had no idea that you were going to steer into it.
How you beat the juggernaut that is the Pelicans.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, we should be optimistic. What are we doing? Don't give up on the season. What are we doing? They are the worst team in the NBA. I don't know if you looked at the standings there, Andy.
Yeah, and you just barely lost to the Sixers, who are 4-0. They might be the best team in the NBA. No, they're not. I can't even say it.
Stop that. Don't say that early.
They're pretty good, though.
But we do need to – we talked about it with the Bruins. It's the same thing with the Celtics. We knew both these seasons were going to be weird, different, figure it out, new coach with the Bruins, new systems, questionable talent with the Celtics. Same coach, new star, questionable talent. We have no idea what is Minot going to be great, not great? If he's plus 42 every night or whatever the hell it was, they get a good chance to win. I doubt that'll happen. Like, there's a lot up in the air.
But there are some guys on the team that you feel like you should know what you get out of.
Yeah, but I don't.
Jaylen Brown.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what you're getting from him? You don't know what you're getting from Peyton Pritchard?
Top 12 in the league in scoring.
He hasn't been on this team in a while?
Yeah.
Pritchard and White stink. How efficient is he?
Oh,
doesn't
very
matter how many
efficient.
Points. No, he's not. And then you got Peyton Pritchard. We feel like we know what we got in him, don't we?
No, I don't.
You don't know what you got in Derek White and Peyton Pritchard?
They can't shoot right now. They stink as shooters right now, and that's their job. They're literally here to shoot threes. And your issue also, did you know they're second in the league in three-point shooting?
What's my issue?
You hate three-pointers, and they're shooting three-pointers as much as anybody in basketball.
That's the worst thing they should be doing right
now. Exactly, because Derek White and Peyton Pritchard
can't
hit threes.
So why do you have any faith in this team going forward? Because they're not being coached rightly. They're not being used the correct way. I don't understand it.
In JB, I trust.
Oh, good God.
Oh, God, please.
This the same guy that said this. Can you believe he said this after the game? He's like, yeah, I'm gonna play with my hurt hamstring at least until we win our first game.
Team player.
Wow.
All in.
Really? Oh, that's,
not all heroes wear capes.
That's,
yeah,
man.
But they do make $60 million a year to live stream their head buzz.
What else did JB say? Oh, he also said that.
How many notes did you take?
He also said this, JB.
Lot.
He said it must have fallen on deaf ears, but I told everybody that you need to have patience.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, bro.
So I'm parroting it for him.
Sorry,
deaf ears,
JB.
Open up. Have patience.
Sorry, we have expectations that you know that aren't aligned with yours.
Let JB have his time to cook because he will cook and the meal will be great.
I got two things I want to add to this real
quick. With apples or no?
First of all, when the Celtics went on their fourth quarter run and shut down the Pelicans, he had five fouls, spent a lot of time on the bench. I think that's worth noting.
Yeah.
Secondly, I don't think that we know a lot from White, Pritchard, etc., even Jaylen Brown, in their current roles.
We don't.
Other than, I was going through the roster in my head, and other than maybe Sam Hauser, who started a game and now he's been off the bench, I don't think there's a player on the Celtics of significance that's playing the same role they did a year ago. And that is where I think the patience argument holds a little bit of weight.
And you need to have a little, or you don't have to. Ted's
no,
right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you have to.
No, you tell us.
But if you want to be a Celtics fan, you might want to give a little faith toward they'll figure it out. And they might not. You might be right, Dan. JB may not be a one, and White and Pritchard may not be ready for the roles they've been elevated to. Maybe Pritchard needs to go back to the bench. Like, all of these guys, Kata might be getting too many minutes, all of that thing, maybe they're all ill-suited, and they're all one role too high on sort of the pecking order. That's a possibility.
Which is why Wiggy's lead the other day was actually a really sharp one about reconfiguring this lineup and putting people in better positions to succeed. You're asking too much of Pritchard. You can never ask too much of Derek White. The guy will give you what you want, where you want it, any time that you want it.
Well, he won't give you 3-point shots because he stinks so far.
That's it's probably because JB's hogging the ball too much.
I need to know turkey or no turkey. Wow. And I ain't talking about no cheese sandwich.
You going after Derek White, huh? He's
just not sure. No.
Yeah. So it's.
But
it's,
I will tell you, for a month last year,
there's 31 other teams in the NBA that would love to alleviate your Derek White problem.
I'll tell you who agrees with me, at least on opening night, and that was Scal in the second quarter, who said everything would be fixed for the Celtics if Derek White could make a shot.
Okay.
That was Scal's words, not mine. Guy?
Okay. Scal's words, not mine. Okay. Green teamer.
Where's the basket that you use to do all this cherry picking? Have mercy.
I cite sources.
Okay, well,
question.
We'll put a thank you very much, Scal. Needed that one right there. We'll put a pin in Andy Hart's impassioned and unbiased Celtics takes because Fitzy, your time is now, and are you ready for it?
I guess. Why not? Right?
That's confidence there.
Yep. There we go, baby.
As long as it doesn't involve number 7, you should be fine. But here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Hopefully Derek White approves of this message as well. All right, I'm not sure if this happened to pass by anybody else's social media within the last 72 hours, but it was announced this week that the country of Saudi Arabia has unveiled and plans to start construction on the first ever $1 billion Sky Stadium, aimed to be completed in the year 2032 and to host games, or should I say, matches for the 2034 World Cup. The stadium will seat 46,000 people, be powered entirely by renewable sources of energy. Oh, and I forgot to mention, it will be 1,200 feet in the air atop of a new mega skyscraper in Saudi Arabia as part of the Line mega city. I just want to say that while this looks super cool on a screen right now and definitely belongs in the pages of a sci-fi novel or from a movie, this is not AI. This is real. And this is the dumbest thing that I have ever seen in my entire life. I don't care how much energy is renewable or how much is used. The fact that this could be a target for terrible, nefarious actions. And by the way, how much fun is it going to be to tailgate? How do we get supplies up there? And you know what's going to be fun for 46,000 people to do after the game? Take elevators down. What a stupid idea this foolish thing is.
Yeah, wow. Those pictures are wild, man. Oof. Well, they've taken on some pretty intense projects, right? Or was it Saudi Arabia? Was it Dubai?
Oh, yeah. Dubai.
Yeah, listen, Dubai, city region of the future. All it's the incredible.
Yeah, yeah, they made the palms.
Right, that whole thing. Right.
Yeah, no, they do crazy things. They put pools up there. They put, parks up there. Now, that said, I have no interest in sitting. I'm afraid of heights. I don't like going up to the 300
level. You want
to
be a quarter mile into the sky watching a soccer match, Andy?
No, well, but a soccer match I don't want to watch anyway.
As short as you are, you wouldn't. Why would you be scared of height? You're not as high up.
You're working too hard at this joke. Nope. You're working too hard.
I think it came out pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think it did.
Yeah, it landed.
Well, when you have unlimited oil blood money, you can do whatever you want.
It's true, and it'll get attention, right? We're already talking about it, and it's just a figment of their design imagination right now. It will be seen. They had Andre Agassi played a tennis match up there. They had that over there on top of one of those buildings. I wouldn't go to it, but I think we have the technology now. Like, I don't have a lot of the fears Fitzy does. Like, they have elevators that'll bring people up and down, bring food up and down. Like, all these big buildings, any big building could be targeted by
those elevators.
Are you targeted by an airplane?
Anything, but that's any building you're in. I mean, we've learned that, right?
Yeah, but this has 46,000 people in a bowl watching a sporting event as well. In addition to being just a prime target, again, the match is over. I know those elevators are super fast, Diz, and I too also loved Mission Impossible Part 4 Ghost Protocol.
I was going to bring that up.
Which is one of my all-time action movies, climbing the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world for now.
That might be my favorite one.
That's the best one by far, too.
Yeah.
But, when 45,000 people want to leave, I don't care how fast those elevators are. It's just, there's all sorts of awesome new buildings, facades, like that cube that's going to welcome people into the new soccer pitch opposite Citi Field opening in Queens in 2027. It looks amazing. And, yeah, it's going to be a nightmare to get to because of all the traffic around there in Queens. It's still on the ground. It's still a lot easier to get to than something that's a quarter of a mile in the sky.
Can't be worse than getting down to North Station after a Celtics game.
Yeah, very good. Good point. I don't know. I think it's kind of like that's where the world's going.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. This is kind of I like people kind of using their imagination. You know what? If you don't want to go, if you're worried about all that, Fitzy, just don't go there, right? Right. I mean, you know, the people
not
that
for were, everyone.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, in all seriousness, like you see it in Asia a lot too. They're running out of space. They're running out of land, so they have to go up.
Go up.
The thing I thought of though, like the Crafts have been trying for what, 20 years to build a Rev Stadium anywhere.
Yeah.
Like nothing. They don't want anything crazy. And in Saudi Arabia, they're just like, why don't we just put a 45,000 seat stadium on top of a skyscraper? And they're like, sure, why not?
Yeah. And the weird thing is they have plenty of land out there. It's not like they're, you know, crammed in like they are.
A lot of it's uninhabitable.
Everett. Right. Well, that's true. You know, I think of the, have you ever seen the movie Oblivion?
Of course. Oh, that movie's amazing.
Like you wouldn't want to live where Tom Cruise lived in Oblivion. That'd be kind of cool up in the sky. I don't know.
No, I do not want to live in the sky.
Okay.
And I've seen a lot of what Stiz was talking about. Some of the apartments and the things that you live in Asia and places like that where they are just packed in. No, I do not want. I want my 2 feet on the ground when I go.
Yeah, I'm petrified. That is my biggest fear ever. Heights. Can't do it.
He's you don't want to live on the 103rd floor of a pencil skyscraper,
nope,
Stiz?
I couldn't do it. Mm-mm.
All right.
Okay.
Well, here you go. We'll leave that one there. Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I'm ready, Bob.
All right. Here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. So the Patriots' next five opponents have a combined record of 15-24. And I was just looking at the news. I don't know if you guys saw it, but Kirk Cousins has requested a trade.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins started for the Atlanta Falcons, who are the Patriots' opponent this weekend. And last week he started in place of Michael Penix, who had a bone bruise on his knee, and he went 21 of 31, 173 yards, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions, a sack, only averaged 5.6 yards per pass attempt. They got bludgeoned. He was pretty bad in that game, and so now he wants out of there. And I say all that to basically tell you this. But let me put it to you this way. What do some animals do when winter comes? What is the winter time?
Hibernate.
They hibernate, you know? And so teams are just like some of those animals that hibernate. They go into hibernation right now, all right? They look at the team. They're out of the playoffs. They don't have a chance. I don't like their coach. Things are bad. So you don't get the best effort from teams right now, kind of this time, until like at the end of the season, the last two games, guys start playing harder because they worry about next year's kind of thing. So the Patriots need to take advantage of teams that are going into hibernation and all these bad teams they got. They need to go at a minimum, I think, 4-1 in the next five games, because it's not too unrealistic to think that the Patriots could be the number one, if at worst, the number two seed in the AFC. And you're the number two seed in the AFC with the way the AFC is down this year. Boys, I mean, to me, you know, the division round is, to me, the minimum expectation for this team right now for the Patriots, based on all that stuff I just said.
And the other aspect of it is the Colts are the one seed right now. So they're the team you're chasing. Mm-hmm. And I think almost everybody doubts the Colts because they look at Daniel Jones. So if you stay within striking distance of the Colts and he turns into what people think eventually he'll turn into, or maybe Jonathan Taylor gets dinged up and they can't just ride the rushing attack and just stay within striking distance and you might be able to.
You might get a first round.
In the divisional round. You don't even need to win a wild card
That's
game.
Right.
You're boom in the divisional round, and if that happens,
two games
are
in the
Super Bowl, AFC, Santa Clara, here we come.
There you go, Bub.
So now we've recalibrated from the expectation is to compete for the postseason, to make the postseason, to divisional round. I'm not against it, Ted. It's just amazing to watch how quickly success has forced us to alter expectations.
I think you can make the argument. I mean, you look at it, like who they're playing, they're going to be favored. The only game they won't be favored in maybe is against the Tampa Bay in 2 weeks. But Atlanta, they're favored. The Jets, they're favored. The Bengals, they're favored. The Giants are going
to
be favored.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, this is a stretch where you need to make hay. The sun is out. Make hay. Quick aside, where you started there with Kirk Cousins, the ball's on that guy. And I followed this game a little bit because I took the Falcons to beat the team that wasn't trying to win with Tua and Mike McDaniel, and you lose to those bums. Those bums beat you, and you have the audacity to say, I want to be traded so I can be a starter somewhere.
And they didn't score a touchdown until like midway through the fourth quarter?
It sucks.
It's
amazing. None of your decisions are ever your fault. He talked you into a bad bet. Kirk Cousins screwed up your bet. I mean, it's amazing how many people make your life so hard.
I also think you said Dan Marino, used to make fun of Dan Marino post Achilles and his inability to move, right?
I did not, no.
Oh, somebody did around
here.
Okay,
that wasn't me.
Blame me. That's usually how it goes.
That's what Kirk Cousins is. He has not come back from that Achilles. He looks funky sometimes. Sometimes throws, it's almost like he thinks it's going to go to a certain place, and it doesn't
go
to that place.
He airmailed so many passes last
And I think
week.
That stems from his base. I don't think he's ever gotten his proper whatever mechanics or alignment.
I'm not feeling sorry for him. He's made more money, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's fleeced a lot of teams. And somehow he was always just good enough to get like teams believing in him and giving him big deals. And he got guaranteed contracts.
He was kind of the first guaranteed guy.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He was getting like $20 million guarantees, and you're like, Kirk Cousins? Why Kirk? We don't have guarantees. Why are we doing it for him?
Do you remember his story on him, like how OCD he is? Like he's got these rocks that he has to rub before he walks into his house. He was never good at night games. Like the stats on his night games were so much worse than his 1 o'clock. He can only play 1 o'clock in the afternoon, like, or he was only good in the 1 o'clock game. There's a weird kind of thing with him, man. That would be tough to deal with if your teammate is.
He also had the very famous, you like that, when he came off the field. Was that in Washington or whatever? That might have been a night game or whatever when they had an upset. He played well. And I don't really like him. I never really have. I don't know what there is to like about him. Like, he doesn't wow you physically, right? Like, even when he's on, he's kind of just a
He's Drew Breesian.
But not as good.
For years, he was kind of the median in the middle of how you evaluated quarterbacks.
100%.
Is he better or worse than Kirk Cousins?
Right.
Who's the number one overall pick that went to Oklahoma that made all that money, but got hurt? Sam Bradford. He's Sam Bradford have a game, and I go, Sam Bradford's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then followed up by, wow, he's horrible.
Right.
That's kind of Kirk Cousins to me.
But Dan Ball is right. Kirk Cousins was kind of he's your average. That's sort of like the mean. And you're like, are you better than that? If you're worse than that, you're not good. If you're better than that, okay, you're more talented. Because he's very bland. Like, what does he do well? Check it down?
You know what?
Manage?
He needs to be in like a Shanahan. Just, you know,
yes.
kind of.
Oh, yeah, he'd be fine there. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's where he'd thrive.
All right, that's going to do it for our three-point stances today here on WEEI Afternoons. Yes, a reminder, 3:45, we will talk to Adam Schefter about the NFL trade deadline. But up next, we're going to take a first look at Kirk Cousins' team and get to your phone calls. Falcons, are they good? Are they bad? Well, it depends on the week. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
93.7. That was a little mic'd up fun. Josh McDaniels, Drake May. Teddy, you must have loved that.
I was eating it up.
Because that...
Okay, what? So you want to describe to people what that was?
Well, no, you can't. No, because I was going to go in a different direction, so you...
Okay, so the play, the audio that we just played coming in is Josh McDaniels. You hear him say, back up, 37, back up. And what he was saying was the guy that was in coverage on Kayshon Booty was single coverage, and the corner was backing up off of his coverage, and that was something obviously they practiced, and it was he was how he attacked them. They worked in practice on how you attack that corner specifically when he was in that alignment, and so he was basically he knows obviously Josh calls the play, so he knows what he's looking for, and he was getting the exact look that he hoped he would get because they did it in practice and it worked. And so he's basically talking, back up seven, perfect. There you go. Back, come on, Kayshon. Oh, perfect. You know, and then touchdown. It was just, I think, a cool kind of window into how it works. Like, you plan for a look, a certain play, and a certain situation on the field, and it came up, and they the player executed what the coach wanted perfectly. And you hear, that's how players buy into coaches. They go, you tell me this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what's going to happen. And it happens. Oh, my God, whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it from now on.
That's where I want it to go. That is what you're seeing is that trust evolution. We're like, whatever, Josh. Last time you told me what was going to happen, it worked out pretty well for me, so I'll believe you again.
So Josh should get some of the credit, you're saying.
A lot of the credit. And most, pretty much everyone who knows football knows ball is giving him credit, so I think we're good there. Mm-hmm. But also, it gave you a little insight into Josh. You know, that whole idea of, you know, like, how much joy they get out of teaching and then seeing it come to fruition.
Yeah.
Like, Josh was legitimately excited that he got Drake in position to do that.
If I didn't do radio, that the next thing that would get me off is being a coach and telling a player this is what's going to happen, and then it happened. That would be the best feeling ever.
And then the guy being so happy with you, and it's right. Like, I love you, man. No,
that's
I love
synergy,
you, man.
Yeah, that synergy, yeah.
That's
no
that is very cool. And other people do that? Because I thought only Bill was capable of putting people in position to succeed and pink stripes and drawing up cards and Ernie showed us on practice on Thursday. Mm-hmm. You mean other coaches do that and prepare players and put them in position to succeed?
Apparently.
Oh, that's the damnedest thing.
As far as I remember, there were several DVDs released after the Super Bowls called Do Your Job 1, 2, and 3 where this real maniacal jerk, Bill Belichick, spent lots of time praising Josh McDaniels for a lot of the decisions he made and the way he coached up people to success. But it's okay. We can continue slandering Bill.
Well, there was that one year where they just decided follow 46 to the promised land. James Devlin led him to the Super Bowl, and Sony Michel looked like a real running back.
Oh, and James Devlin had a Jaylen Brown trading card in his back pocket.
I don't know what that means. We'll go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Cody on the Cape. What's up, Cody?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you hear us?
Okay,
you're on.
Sorry. No, I just wanted to call. And Ted saying that Kirk Cousins just demanded a trade. That actually the first thing I thought of was that Bengals team. I am right there with you, Andy. Honestly, I never really was a big Kirk Cousins fan. It wasn't until I watched that documentary, Quarterback, honestly, where I saw a little bit behind the scenes of his character and just kind of what he is. There's actually one line in particular that always like stuck out with me of him that really kind of sold me on him. And he broke out of a huddle when he came in, I think, in relief of another quarterback when he had just first lost his job. And he said something along the lines of the best is what's asked of us. And the best is what's asked of us. And the best is required before he broke huddle. And I thought that was just like that's a leader right there. And you put him with Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and, you know, Zach Taylor is basically coaching for his job. Joe Flacco, I mean, made them look interesting. I think if you put Kirk Cousins there, they could be a dangerous team that the Patriots may have to play. What do you think? What do you guys think about that? And also trade options for the Patriots. I think I heard Myles Garrett be tossed around early in the morning. What do you think about that?
Thanks for the call, Cody.
Ask Schefter when we have him on in 5 minutes what he thinks of Myles Garrett coming here.
I'll leave that one for you. You can do that one.
All right.
But, no, I think the Bengals went with Joe Flacco. I don't know that they want to go with another 40-year-old quarterback.
My man, I don't think he knows what's going on lately.
Yeah, plus a lot of money that you're going to add more money. Like, if you wanted to skip the Flacco idea and go right to Kirk Cousins, maybe you could have.
I mean, his contract makes him virtually untradeable.
Right. 617-779-7937. All right, we're going to go to your guy because he's got a legit subject line. Paulie in Dedham says, finish my take from 3 days ago. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, Andy, I love you, man. All right, I got to add one name to the Tim Hasselbeck list of who saw Drake May coming. There was one other guy, and he's one of our own, and that's Phil Perry. Phil Perry had Drake May as the potential. He thought he would pan out as being the best quarterback in that draft class. You asked a question, Andy. Also, another question you asked the other day. Who do you think is the most valuable player other than Drake May? You gave us three names: Booty, Diggs, or Robert Spillane.
Yep.
I know Teddy's got Spillane, but I got Diggs because he really has opened up that offense. When he comes to the line, he's the guy that they have to account for, which gives everybody a little bit more room, you know, to get open themselves. Now the most what I call for was to talk to you guys, particularly Teddy. When the end of the third quarter, we were up 30-7. I texted one of the big dogs in the business. You all know him, but he works for another station, so I'm not going to say his name.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Paul,
the other station got to his signal.
Yeah, they snuffed you out. They snuffed you out. That was a good call, Paulie, though, before you were lost in the end there. All right, now we're going to take a first look at the Atlanta Falcons, who had the weird injury last week to Michael Penix, who seemed like he was trending toward playing, and then all of a sudden Saturday, Schefter's like, oh, no, this bone bruise. Kirk Cousins is going to play. They lose. Michael Penix, not a runner, so that's an aspect that I think we need to just take into account here. But Bijan Robinson is. But, Ted, you were talking about it. As much as we gush over Bijan, he was not great last week. He only averaged like 2.8 yards per carry.
Correct, 9 carries. Yep.
And you were kind of comparing him to Jonathan Taylor.
Correct.
And how far behind he is in terms of the production of Jonathan Taylor. But they're definitely an offense if they get Drake London back and they get Penix back and you still have Pitts and then you have Bijan Robinson. And we're talking about a Patriots defense that has struggled early in games with much lesser opposition, right? Like, they could scare you a little bit early.
Oh, no
right?
doubt. No doubt. I mean, they beat the Buffalo Bills this year. Right. So,
that was when they were at sort of their high.
Yeah.
They've been a weird team because it's been they're bad. They're good. No, they're bad again. Oh, maybe they're good. I don't know what they are kind of team.
Yeah. I mean, and they beat the Commanders when they had Mariota. So, right. But then they've lost the Dolphins and gotten drilled by the 49ers. So it's a hard team to kind of zone in on. But I will say this. Michael Penix probably is coming back. Just reading some of the quotes from Raheem Morris, it feels like he's feeling good. So my guess is we're getting Michael Penix. This won't be a Marcus Mariota game. And I just think the kid's wildly talented. So I, you know, like this team does scare me. Comparatively speaking to last week's opponent, I'm more scared of this team than I was the Browns.
All right, we got a couple days to build up to Patriots-Falcons. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our guy Adam Schefter joins us as he does every week. 1 week before the trade deadline, is A.J. Brown available? Miles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson, what are the Patriots going to do? That's all next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Adam Schefter. Back here on WEEI Afternoons, and we go right to the guest line where Adam Schefter from ESPN is awaiting to chat with us about the NFL trade deadline. Schefter is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Adam Schefter, how are we doing this week?
Hello, how are we doing, guys?
Good. I'm guessing we're not quite as busy as you. Feels like it could be a busy trade deadline, and the Patriots got going yesterday. I know you had sort of predicted the Kyle Duggar deal. They get rid of Keon White. Those two deals, were they both guys that they were just simply looking to unload?
Yep. I think, look at the return, what they got back, and you could see the return on the investment. I think at that point in time, you're looking to clear out the roster spot, the money, whatever they can to move on from the particular player that they obviously were done with. I mean, you're not getting back a whole lot of compensation. The compensation is the flexibility that provides you to go add other players to your roster, and that's what they can do now. But they've been talking about a Keon White trade for weeks. They've been open to moving Duggar for weeks, maybe months. And so here they are. They finally, a week before the deadline, are able to make the trade to move along both guys.
Okay, Adam, I'm going to ask you a two-part question, and the answer to your first one will go quick, and that's basically Myles Garrett. Go ahead. You can pull cold water over him getting traded to the Patriots. Everybody here is all worked up about that. I heard your report on that. And then also just who do you think is a viable maybe candidate to be traded? You hear the Saints receivers are out there, maybe Breece Hall for the Jets. Jacoby Myers from the Raiders, but Myles Garrett, any chance he comes here? And then if not, what are some of the maybe other options that the Patriots could be looking at as far as trade partners?
Well, I will pass along the exact quotes that somebody told me in relation to Myles Garrett being traded today. They texted me, quote unquote, no chance. And then they texted me again saying, people have a better chance of winning the lottery.
Ah.
So take that for what it's worth, but yep, that would be somebody that would absolutely know. And Myles Garrett is not getting traded by the deadline on Tuesday. As for some of the other ones, Rashid Shaheed, yeah, I could see him being traded before the deadline. The Raiders are listening on Jacoby Myers. Doesn't mean no deal. They recognize he's a good player, and they're prepared to hold him if they don't get the value that they want in return. I still think that they'll be one of the Dolphins' pass rushers who's traded before the trade deadline, whether that's Bradley Chubb or Jalen Phillips. But I don't know that the Dolphins would be willing to trade in the division unless it was, you know, a real strong price. You know, I'm sure there'll be other moves. That every year there seems to be one little curveball that you're not expecting. We just got a trade just now, literally 5 minutes ago. The New England Patriots or the Philadelphia Eagles traded John Metchie to the Jets for Michael Carter, the nickelback essentially. So there's another trade. And there we go.
Speaking of Philadelphia wide receivers, everything I've heard, Adam, is that the Eagles are adamant that they're not going to trade A.J. Brown. But for some reason, there's been a lot of chatter, regardless of that huge the dead money that the Eagles would have to eat, that perhaps he could get moved. Have you heard any buzz or any chatter going one way or the other in the last couple of days?
Yeah, he's not going to get moved. I mean, just not going to happen before the trade deadline. I'm amazed at how much speculation it has generated, how much conversation has come out of this. You know, again, I'll always say that you never know with the NFL. Anything always could happen, but for them to move him now would be really, really surprising. It's not something they're planning. It's not something I'm expecting. You know, again, what do you think the price would be if they traded A.J. Brown today? Just give me a random guess at draft compensation? What do you think the number is? I don't care what you tell me, but what do you think
it is? I'd say a second and a fourth.
Okay. So let's just say it's a second and a fourth. Why would the Patriots, or the, I keep listening to the Patriots, why would the Eagles trade him now for two and a four when they could have him for the rest of the season as they try to defend their Super Bowl title and then trade him in the offseason for at least that, maybe more, when there will be more teams interested, more teams with the ability to have that cap space? Like, in my mind, it makes no sense for them to trade him. And I don't expect him to be traded. I just do not expect that. Now, I guess I was a little bit stronger on Myles Garrett because, as I always say with this stuff, basically, not everybody is for sale, but everybody has a price. So, you know, if some team's going to step up and go crazy, could that happen? Sure. But I'm not expecting that in any way, shape, or form. The Eagles aren't looking to do that. So, but no, I'm not expecting A.J. Brown to be traded by the deadline.
Time now to get this week's Drake Take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. And it's going to be a trade-related Drake Take, Adam. If you were the general manager of the Patriots, if you were Elliot Wolf or the brain trust down there, Ryan Cowden, and you were looking to support Drake May, and you know what's available out there based on everything you've heard, tackles, receivers, running backs, what do you think the Patriots could or should do to support Drake May this season?
I think it should be a slow, steady build. There should be nothing that they do that they're overpaying for. Drake May is going to be in New England a long time. He is going to be on his rookie contract for two more years after this year. They need to make decisions that they would make as if Drake May were there, weren't there. Like, just keep building the roster. Keep building around him. Don't force the issue. If there's something that makes sense and there's some value in a trade, then go do it. And if there's not, don't force something because you feel like, boy, we're in a better spot than we expected to be, and we need to get this guy. Like, he's got wide receivers. They could use a little bit more depth at running back. I saw they signed D'Ernest Johnson today. They could use, you know, a little bit more help on the offensive line, who couldn't at this point in time. But there's nothing that you say, boy, they really need to, I mean, another tight end would be good. There's a lot of things that they need, but every team has needs. But to me, I'm not forcing anything. I'm making calls. I'm asking around. And if there's a good value trade for somebody, then I'm open to making it anywhere on the offense.
Okay, Adam, I'm going to give you another two-parter real quick. You talked to, you know, a lot of guys that played the quarterback position, Orlovsky, you know, in particular. I'm just curious what, you know, they think of Drake May. And then also, you know, Drake May being an MVP candidate, it feels like at this point, at least he's high in the odds. Like, what does he need to do to kind of, you know, win that award? So just basically, what are guys saying that you, your colleagues, about Drake May at this point, and is he a viable MVP candidate, and what does he have to do to get that?
Yeah. Well, what I would say is that, yeah, he has impressed everybody. You heard today Zach Robinson, the Falcons offensive coordinator, say that he believes that Drake May is a younger Josh Allen. You know, we were talking at GetUp on Monday about if they did last year's draft today, would Drake May be the first quarterback off the board? And the answer was very possibly yes. Very possibly yes. He can just keep winning games, just keep playing the way you are, just keep doing what you're doing, and inevitably, if and when they're winning games, then he's going to have a chance to win the MVP.
And Adam, if there was going to be one team that came out of nowhere and was the most active at the trading deadline, could you perhaps offer a team that came out of the woods, the woodwork, the weeds, out of nowhere?
Yeah, well, I don't think the Patriots are done. You know, I just don't. I think they'll be making calls. Doesn't mean they get something done, but I think they'll be looking to try to get something done. Yeah, look, the Eagles just made another trade. The Eagles are always busy. The Dolphins, I think, like I said, will trade one of those guys. I think the Saints will move on. You know, those are some of the teams, but, you know, it should be a fairly busy 5-6 days here coming up.
All right, Adam, appreciate you joining us. I know you're busy over the next 5 or 6 days or so. And if you want to drop us any dimes, you hear anything, feel free to check back
by
in. If not, we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, Adam.
I look forward to talking next Wednesday post-deadline. I really do.
Sounds awesome, good, man. Adam. Talk to you then. See ya.
Thanks, man.
Adam Schefter, ESPN.
Was he being sarcastic? I couldn't tell.
No, I think he was legit looking, not about us. I think he was legit. My guess is this is a pain in the ass. His phone vibrates a lot and rumors.
But I also think this is kind of where his time to shine, too.
Absolutely.
So he probably loves it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love when he's definitive about Myles Garrett or about A.J. Brown. He's clearly frustrated. So I read Mike Florio, and I hear Mike Florio kind of fluffing up this idea that A.J. Brown's going to be available. Mm-hmm. And then Schefter's like, you're just creating more questions for me when there's no chance or whatever, that whole idea. Yeah. I think he gets annoyed at sort of
some
playing
of the people
radio.
That put out, so the so-called experts.
So-called experts.
Well, I love but the guys that have the real inside scoop. But if you ever disagree with them, they are like...
Well,
I know you don't kind of thing.
The famous one around here, and it popped up on the text line throughout the interview, was when he famously said the Patriots aren't trading Jimmy Garoppolo for 4 first round picks.
Yeah.
And then they traded him for a second round pick. So we need to react, though, because he had some pretty definitive, interesting things to say. I also thought it was interesting when he sort of listed the needs of the Patriots and he realized really they could use all these things. He's going down the line from running back to tight end to offensive line. So we'll react to our Adam Schefter interview next, his thoughts on what the Patriots could, should, and will do at the NFL trade deadline here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.